This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Helping people escape from the sex industry and rebuild their lives is the mission of Fresh Start Healing Heart. Sheila Rumling is executive director of the organization, and Joe Geiger from the First Nonprofit Foundation has her in the Community Benefit Spotlight. Joe?
Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Sheila, for being a guest on the Lincoln Radio program today.
Thank you for having me.
Sheila, share a little bit with our listeners a little bit about your organization and how it got started and where you are in the business model in terms of evolution with your business.
Well, Fresh Start Healing Heart was started back in 2015, actually out of some of my own personal tragedies. And due to that, the Lord had pressed it upon my heart that I would help others in the domestic violence sexual assault industry. I just wasn't sure where. In 2014, you tapped me on the shoulder and let me know that it was going to be the human trafficking industry. And Fresh Start Healing Heart was born. As of March, we are now 6 years old. We have had the blessings of being able to, as a nonprofit, not only work nationally and have ambassadors all over, but to touch the lives of 20 people and house 10 and educate over 7,500 people in a very short period of time, I call it, because we're a very small organization. So we've done quite a bit so far, and we are very blessed with that.
I was thinking about this interview on the way over to the studio and thought, we see bits and pieces of trafficking on television. There are the crime shows now. We see posters in the community now and then. Tell us a little bit about what that nefarious industry is all about. What is its threat to our society?
The threat to our society is one that over 70% of those who are trafficked here in the United States are actually American citizens. And too often it's portrayed as it being foreign or migrant workers, things like that when it comes down to the labor trafficking industry. But really, it's our own family, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, people here in the United States. And that is the real threat, is that we are not staying focused on that it's right here. It's in our own backyards. It's our own family members.
Why don't we see it? How does it happen? And how is it so much under the radar unless it happens to someone in your family or a very close friend?
Because it's hard to detect. A lot of the times it's a situation where let's take sexual assault industry. We're going to take it that way, the commercial sex industry, because it's a little easier for people to understand that than it is the labor industry. So let me explain with this one. You may see someone with pornography and thinking that the people in the porn industry are doing it because they want to. And a good majority of the time, that's not the case. When it comes down to prostituting or strip clubs, things like that, a lot of people believe that those people are doing it because they want to. That's generally not the case. There is a small amount that actually are doing it because they want to. Some will believe they want that they put themselves in that position and they're choosing to do that. But, you know, even with the clients that we have worked with, the more I dig into their story, the more I find how they were actually coerced or forced into the industry. And so it was not something they chose to do. It was the guilt and shame that kept them there.
Without sharing any confidentiality, can you give us an example of a story or two of how that coercion occurred? How do people not see that coming?
A lot of boyfriending in is what we see right now. And this is in the commercial sex industry. Labor side is very, very large also, so I don't want to not give any tribute to that. But with the commercial sex industry, we're seeing a lot of boyfriending in. So either side, female or male, where they are falling in love with somebody and hanging out with them, enjoying that person. And the next thing you know, there might be drug habits or partying habits from past pains and trauma. A lot of people that get sucked into the human trafficking industry are not like the movie Taken, where it was just some fluke situation. It's majority have a past of already trauma and pain that has not been dealt with. And so there's a lot of easy target there where there's like this tag on the forehead that says vulnerability, and they look for that. And so what happens is they start to provide for them, sell them a dream. It might be a dream of modeling. It might be a dream of a better job, a better life. It might be just that, you know, independence and that they can do what they want, and then they get them to believe that they really do love them. And then from there, the next thing you know, it's, we need money, we don't have any money. If you do this for me this time, we'll be able to pay this bill, and that's it. And the next thing you know, they're having them do it often.
Sheila, my perception prior to the interview was that a lot of it was abduction, but you're saying a lot of it is very process-oriented and orientation-oriented.
Very much so. The danger today is that our children are being approached by their phones, by their video games, all these different things. And so it's easier for predators to get a hold of people now and to entrap them. And the next thing you know, they're running away to this person and being trafficked.
Then how do they find their way to your program, or how do you find their way to your program?
We are partnered with multiple different organizations, as well as law enforcement, hospitals, different entities that will either refer them to us. The domestic violence shelter might turn around, and as they're getting to know a client in their shelter more, they may realize they've been trafficked and they give us a call. So we do a lot of partnering around the nation to ensure that if there's a situation that we can help out in some way, or at least refer them to a program that can if we're unable to at the time. One of the greatest ones is that we are also connected to the homeless. And so we might get calls for someone looking for a shelter, and we're able to do our own intake to see if they've been trafficked so that we can either help them or refer them to another shelter.
This has to be very demanding kind of work. At the end of the day, how do you know you're making a difference?
Our program so far has not only seen young ladies that have been able to restore relationships with their children, learn healthy boundaries, teach them to their children, which means we're changing generations, not just one life. We've seen careers obtained. We've seen debt reduced and gone. We've seen addictions overcome. We've seen healing beginning, family restoration with family members. We've seen the mind start to heal so much that they can see where that life was and what was going on. They don't want any part of any of it anymore. We've seen baptisms. We've seen salvations. We have seen people smile again that are generally smiling and not giving a fake smile, and that they feel comfortable in their own skin and who they are. And that's when we know we've made a difference, because that means that we know that everything that they have just overcome, they don't desire to ever want it back again, because they no longer feel that loneliness. They feel a sense of meaning and purpose in their life. And that's all the difference in the world.
My guest today is Sheila Rumling, the executive director of Fresh Start Healing Heart. And you can get information on that organization from their website, freshstarthealingheart.org. Sheila, I want to thank you for being a guest on the program. This is a difficult subject, a subject that it's a shame that we even have to be talking about. But thank you, and God bless you for what you're doing.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.